there's a expectation from the schools that they'll do a minimum sort of hours requirement of alcohol and drug education across all the different year levels. And you know,
what is that minimum?
I think it's 10 hours a year.
Mm.
Okay, and you know, obviously, what you do at a, you know, a primary school is going to be different to what you do at high school, but and you know, the nature of the discussion, etc. But I think people are made aware of what these drugs are, what the effects they have on people, you know, how people
good and bad.
Yeah, they do talk about it. I mean, at the moment, Victoria's introducing has this program called Drug Education in Victorian Schools, which has gone about a fairly systematic approach of developing the appropriate curriculum, particularly for the sort of, you know, they call it the middle years of school, so sort of, you know, 7, 8, 9 sort of thing before sort of later years, but the, you know, the really crucial early teenage years. It's sort of addressing those sort of issues as well, and they're actually comparing that approach with a set of schools where they're doing a sort of, I guess, a you know, not quite a randomised controlled trial, but a comparison of a placebo site and the specific program. And as it happened, my daughter actually was at one of the schools where they were doing the program. So you know, they talk about the effects of drugs, and people talk about, you know, what's good, what's bad about that. They talk about the you know, how would you respond in this situation, and sort of, I guess, you know, there's an emphasis there on encouraging resilience and, I guess, refusal skills. But it's not a kind of just say no type of approach, yeah. And they also do a fair bit of, I guess you'd call it a social norms type thing. So you know, they ask the kids how many teenagers do you think, you know, drink alcohol, and you know, they usually overestimate, and they sort of correct that. So there's a range of sort of things like that they do. I guess the other thing about the alcohol and drug education in Victorian schools is it's very much embedded within a, well, the approach people want to take is embedding it within a sort of holistic health and wellbeing approach. So seeing it not necessarily only about alcohol and drug education, but, you know, healthy adolescent development as well. So, you know, paying attention to mental health issues, paying attention to you know, taking care of yourself, and trying to embed as much as possible the approach in the core curriculum, the core approach of engaging the kids in education.